give me the flats at dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man!
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him! You got it! I got him!
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Good Monday evening to everybody. I am your host, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. What a weekend, man. I got a lot to talk about. Crazy. The banjos are a very significant value to what we're going to discuss tonight. I'm pretty sure I heard banjo music a couple times back in the mangroves while we were down in Chokoleski. Let me tell you what, folks, those of you that missed out on this trip, this place is heaven sent down to kayakers. It was the most unbelievable experience I think I've ever had. It was awesome. I mean, I don't even know. Words can't even describe it. It was just crazy. It was crazy. Oyster bars everywhere on low tide. Deep water holes around them. You can find like where the fish should be when the tide comes in. just beautiful flats. It was just incredible. And the fishing for some of us was outstanding. For others, not so much. Chip, and it was a good time though, had by all. The we had a really good turnout. I think we had 30-ish people there. You would say, Rob?
I think it was more like 40, close to 40.
Okay.
I believe.
We had close to 40 people there, give or take. You know, throughout the weekend, there we had some folks kind of show up and leave, and
we had 55 at dinner.
Oh, there you go. We had 55 people there at dinner, so there you go. I know that there were a lot of folks just kind of lingering around and having a good time, and the weather was good, except for Sunday, the wind picked up, but even with the wind, you can find some wind protection out there. It was, man, it was awesome. I want to go back. I'm ready to schedule another trip back there. It's fishing overload. It's information and fishing overload for those of you that like to explore new areas and new fishing techniques. But we'll get into some of that here in a little bit. As you just heard, I've got Rob of Bad Backcast DeVore joining me as always on the phone lines. I'm pretty sure Rob had a good time. Did you, Rob?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. it was crazy. I overdid it so much on Saturday that I couldn't even go out yesterday. But
yeah.
I got to tell you, the animal of the kayak fishing radio crew, and that's not taking anything away from you or Chip or anybody else, it's got to be Wheeler. Okay, that guy, I don't think I saw him the entire weekend without a fishing pole in his hand, and every time I saw him, he was either going out or coming back in, or fishing from the dock there, with a drink in hand. I think the person that got the most mileage out of the boondoggle as far as, like, fishing time spent has got to be Wheeler.
Yeah, for
Would
sure.
You agree?
No, yeah, absolutely. He spent a lot of time on the water, and I was actually pretty happy, man. He joined me and my buddy Chris for a little paddling extravaganza there in the afternoon on Sunday in the wind, and it paid off for him, you know, getting beat up in the chop and the wind and stuff. He got his first ever snook, which was really cool. I got to watch him catch it, and that was cool. In fact, I kind of pointed out a bush. I was like, hey, man, throw over there to that mangrove tree, because yesterday I pulled a snook out from underneath there on a jerk shad, and sure enough, as soon as he flipped it in there, caught a snook, so that was really cool. I gotta send a big thank you out to everyone that sent me raffle prize items. Dude, the raffle was ridiculous. Even I was amazed at how much stuff I had on the tables. It was kind of ridiculous. It took up 5 folding tables to lay everything out. So if that doesn't kind of give you an idea of how much stuff there was, it was absolutely incredible. The folks that really kind of stepped out and really did a good job for us. I mean, Harry Goods Outdoor Shop here in Melbourne, my buddy Rich, killed it, man. He gave us, for those of you who weren't there, he gave us so much stuff. He gave us probably close to $400 or $500, his cost in items for the raffle. And really nice stuff at that. Benita Bob, who's in the chat room, stepped up and donated a couple of Deep South rods, 3 of them to be exact, and then also a Bending Branches paddle, which was really cool. We did the 50-50 raffle. I see Chris is asking how much money were we able to raise. For the 50-50 raffle, the half was, I want to say, $135. So we did like 270, I think was what the total brought in for the 50-50. And then Chip also did a donation cup for the beer that he brought down to Sweetwater, and he was able to raise $75 from that. So we put the two together, and so Heroes on the Water will get just over $200, a little bit more than $200 sent to them. So not a giant donation, but hey, $200+ is good in everybody's, for everybody, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Sorry, I'm exhausted. So let's see. It was just, man, it was crazy. It was crazy. I think everybody walked away from the raffle pretty happy. We just turned out a whole bunch of stuff. It was crazy. There was no rhyme or reason to the prize pack. So I was just kind of trying to get rid of everything off the table. Kayak Kevin sent us down some DVDs, and those actually watch one of Kayak Kevin's DVDs while we're getting ready to eat. I see Kayak Kevin just joined in the chat room. Appreciate those, buddy. Who won the 50-50? Benita Bob actually won the 50-50. He said also in the chat room. So that was good. But, man, a lot of fun was had. And, well, let's get into the fishing a little bit. I showed up there Friday night, didn't fish at all Friday night. And then Saturday morning started off kind of early. Everybody was, like, kind of hanging out right there by the launch area. And groups of folks were taking off in different directions. And my group was one of the last to leave. And, man, we got on the fish pretty quick, and I ended up on day one with 6 snook, a redfish, and probably 20 or 25 mangrove snappers. So I killed it the first day, and my buddy Chris ended up with a redfish. I think he got a snook and a bunch of mangrove snappers as well. My wife caught a redfish. No, she didn't catch anything the first day. I'm sorry. But the next day she caught a redfish and a bunch of mangrove snappers. And Chris's wife, Elizabeth, caught some mangrove snappers as well, and a flounder. So it was cool. It was a really cool smorgasbord of fish of different species caught. I heard rumor. I don't know, Rob. I think you told me, Rob, that Mark caught a small Goliath. Rob? whatever. You lose Chip? Them? I think so. Chip, are you there?
Yeah, we second day on Sunday, we got back there in the mangroves, man. And, you know, it's called the 10,000 Islands for a reason, because there are, I counted about 1,384 of them that we went around. you know, it's so incredible to go into a place like that. That's kind of one of the really cool things about the Boondoggle, is that you go fish someplace that you've never fished before, a new ecosystem and a different fishery. And, you know, it's a real challenge to quickly get yourself set up and try to figure out what's going on now. You know, it's just beautiful back in there. You could just paddle around, just enjoy yourself just paddling around for hours anyways. But there was this little gravel bar, you know, the water's rushing in and the tide's coming in and filling in around the mangroves, and it was a nice little eddy there and looked pretty good. We stepped out of the boats, you know, and just stood knee deep there in the water as and the Wheeler started pitching live shrimp up underneath the mangrove there in that little eddy, and right away just started pulling out a little mangrove snapper. And so, you know, whenever I'm out there, I'm always, you know, playing, making sure that we get the clone on board. I mean, take a kid fishing is definitely a motto, and it's something that we all need to try harder to do to make sure that the kids are involved. So just get the clone up there, get him set up, get him rigged up right. And we first tried just free lining, you know, with no weight and all, but it just wouldn't get down to the fish. So put a quarter ounce jig head on there, slapped the shrimp on it. He showed him quickly how to pitch back up underneath the mangroves there. He took right at it, with the rod that he won in the raffle there from Bonita Bob, that nice little spinning rod from him. And swung that baby back up in there and started pulling out the little mangrove snapper. And then Wheeler pitches one up, and it's a really big pull. And we see a big tail, you know, big speckled tail come up. And we're thinking, man, that's probably a juvie Goliath. And sure enough, it got back under there and broke him off. And the clone pitched back
to the
side. Yeah?
Yeah, it was on Adam's camera.
Oh, cool. So the clone gets back up under there and pitches right in on top of it, and he hooks up, and it starts wing and drag off and everything. Gets locked up in the mangroves, and we're telling him, okay, immediately, you know, just let it go slack and the fish will move. And as soon as you let it go slack, thing starts to move again, takes some drag, and then boom, pulls it back out, and the end of his leader just looks like a caterpillar, man. It's just all frayed up. So, but it was cool, you know. I mean, it totally made his day, put a big smile on his face, ear-to-ear grin and all. And he was happy. He's on fish and all. And, you know, he gets to go out there with some really experienced folks. I mean, you know, he's sitting around talking to the locals, Bob Bramlett, Rich Jones, local guide there. Irish Gene, Gene McElroy, she fishes down there, winner of DOA tournament and stuff, you know, and she calls him over, rigs him up the second day, you know, and shows him how to pitch him up or casting right up under these mangroves and stuff, and got redfish chasing his baits all over the place. So he had a blast, and that's an important thing. And I'm just real happy, too, that I saw everybody just having a great time. I mean, I saw lots of fish. I caught a rock, but I had a great time watching people catch fish, watching fish, watching people enjoy the dinners. We had great dinners, potluck, and then the Low Country Boil last night. So I'm like you, Chuck, man. I'm freaking exhausted, man. It was just such a great party, man.
Yeah, it was great, man. It was, It was way cooler than I could have ever hoped for. I think that we had a great group of people there. I don't know of anybody that didn't get along with anybody else, which is always a plus. Even the people from Chokoleski, the people there at Island Park, were absolutely amazing. They took really good care of us and, you know, were really attentive to anything that we needed as far as tables and chairs and that kind of thing, getting us set up. And everybody I talked to that lives there was super nice. In fact, I had a really nice lady across from where me and my wife were staying in our little efficiency trailer. She offered to allow me to park my kayak trailer right next to hers so that mine wouldn't be right on the main road there. I'd be a little bit more protected, and that was really cool. But, I mean, you know, I'm a complete stranger to that person, and she you know, stepped up and helped me out a little bit. So it was just awesome, man. It was awesome. We're blessed to still have places to fish like that, you know, that's that pristine still. And like you said, the mangroves themselves, I mean, I could spend an entire lifetime fishing that area. You know, it wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. It was just a lot of times I just caught myself stopping, not even fishing, just sitting there looking around and, you know, really taking in the whole atmosphere. It was really awesome. What was really cool too was to finally put some faces to names of the folks that join us here on Kayak Fishing Radio and yakangler.com, you know, and finally get to meet some people that I've made really good friends with throughout the time that I've been doing this show and just been with Yak Angler. So that was really cool as well. But man, there was just so much to talk about. We're probably going to end up having to talk about this for at least 2 weeks because it's just, I know I'm going to forget to talk about some of it, you know, but I want to go back real quick and just thank some of the folks that were able to donate to the raffle. Salty Shores, they gave us some stuff. Scales Gear came through with a bunch of good items. Kayak Kevin again with the DVDs. The Loziers, thank you so much, guys, for everything that you did. And I think Sam, Mark's girlfriend, Sam, I think she won the trip with you, Mark. So she'll be calling you. Again, Harry Goods Outdoor Shop, those guys are the heroes of the raffle, man. They really stepped it up. So if you can do me a favor, if you're listening to the program, if you attended the Boondoggle, everybody that I mentioned is on my Facebook page. And if you could take a minute or two out of your day to each day to send these people an email and thanking them for everything they did for us, I would personally appreciate it. And I know that it will go a long way for future endeavors that we decided we want to try and do another raffle like this. You know, if they see they get some sort of return, even if it's just a thank you letter, they'll be more amped to do something for us. But I'll run through the list real quick. Harry Goods Outdoor Shop, Strike Zone, Handler Fishing Supply, Elusive Tails, Captain Mark Wright from Exude Soft Plastics, Bending Branches and Aquabound Paddles, Mount This Fish Company, Florida Sportsman, Florida Sportswoman, Tackle Webs, Pure Fishing, River Palm Cottages, which I think Chip won that. Congratulations, buddy. Yeti Coolers, Yak Attack, Tie Guys Lures, Hooked One, Bug Life, Fly Fishing, Bonefish and Tarpon Trust, Fly Tooth Fly Line, Reaction Innovations, Bloody Decks stepped it up and came through big time with a ton of decals and hats and shirts and koozies. Steve Chapman from Fishing Florida Radio, dude, you're my boy. You saved the day for me for that trip over there that turned out to be a great move for me. Heroes on the Water, and we got some stuff. We got a buff as well that was given away. Z-Man donated some plastics and Deep South rods. So all of those companies that are listed, you know, just take a minute out of your day to thank those folks for really helping us out, man. It was awesome. It was well worth the effort put forth to put together that little raffle. And the coolest part for me, man, was watching the little kids the next day running around with their Yeti cooler hats and their shirts that they won. And, you know, all the adults walking around with all their swag that they won from the raffle on the next day. That was really cool. So, man, it was awesome. But I did learn a very valuable lesson about Chokoleski, is that you don't even have to leave the dock to catch fish, apparently. So next time we go down there, I might just sit on the dock and just catch fish rather than paddling against the tide, because there was quite a few snook caught. In fact, Mark from Yak Angler was sitting there eating a sandwich. Him and Sam were sitting there eating sandwiches, and I'm sitting there talking to him. And he's got a shrimp just kind of dangling over the side of his kayak and catches a freaking snook right there at the dock. And I'm like, really? Like, I just paddled 5 miles to go try and find a snook, and you sit here and eat a sandwich and, like, one-handed a snook into the kayak. It was pretty awesome. But, man, it was good stuff. It was good stuff. What else can you say about it, man? It was amazing. I still see coconut palm trees when I close my eyes. It's like, you know, every turn you make, I don't know, man. Literally, you could spend 4 lifetimes fishing that place. It's just awesome. And so we made our announcement. I don't know, Chip, do you want to make the announcement on the radio?
Yeah, today? Go, man. Go.
All right. So go. Our next boondoggle is going to be it's a holiday weekend. What holiday weekend is it?
Columbus Day
weekend. Columbus Day weekend, we're going to go to Virginia Beach, Virginia, for the next boondoggle.
Yay! So,
yay! I don't have my local soundbite up, but here, we'll do this instead, because a whole lot of this went on during the weekend. So we'll be going up there to see the Loziers and hang out with Kayak Kevin if he's available. And everybody else that fishes that area up there, should be a great time had by all. And I'm interested in doing some of that crazy kayak fishing like those guys do up there. So if you can make it, Columbus Day weekend, I don't think we've got a place yet picked out, do we? I
think it's going to be First Landing State Park. I believe that's what the Lozier said. First
Sweet.
Landing, so... Yeah, we'll get the information will get put up on yakangler.com as soon as we find a little bit more about it and start getting some preliminary stuff. But we've got 9 months, so it's just like a little baby, man. Just 9 months, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it should be good times, man. I've never fished that area up there. I'm hoping to be able to make it this one. We'll see. What 9 months from now brings, but if not, I'm sure you guys will all have a great time. But man, just the camaraderie that we experienced the other night, last night. I want to say thank you very much to Chip and Mark. They presented me with the banner from this year's boondoggle, or this particular boondoggle, and that meant a lot to me, man. But what meant even more to me was knowing that I've got a new extended family, you know, and it's crazy because that's really the way that it felt for me and my wife, at least us and my buddy Chris and his wife. It was like, wow, like I really truly felt like I knew all you guys for years and years and years. And I got a little emotional last night there at the end, because all the outpouring of support that we've received for, you know, all the thoughts and prayers for our youngest boy, Logan, and, you know, that's just, it's, you know, it means a lot to me, man. It means a lot to me that I've got you guys to kind of have my back, you know, more than just listeners of my show, and you're more than just people that we share a common interest in. You guys are all family to me, so I appreciate that relationship we've been able to build, which is the beautiful thing about the boondoggles themselves, is that really kind of get into that in that kind of family kind of group. I mean, am I alone in that, or is that weird, or what? I mean, it's just, I don't know, man.
No, dude, I'll tell you right now, I have a very small family, okay? I don't have aunts and uncles and cousins and all that stuff. And, you know, everybody that was there, everybody, you all are like my extended family, man. So it really did. It means a lot to me too. So I know what you mean.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. It was, I mean, The drive down there was kind of crazy. We hit a lot of traffic, and I was kind of bummed because the sun was going down, and I'm like, oh, man. Like, I don't want to get there when it's dark. I'm going to miss out on a little bit of fishing. Most of the people are probably going to be going to sleep, and I'm just like, ah, it stinks. But, yeah, it was fun, man. It was fun. It's like Adam. Poor Adam was cracked on, I think, the whole weekend by me. And then I had to get it from him too the whole time. I mean, he gave me a new nickname called Grumpy Bear, I guess. It's the Care Bear character. So, that's cool. I hit him back up with the Oompa Loompa because he's a little short, little Oompa Loompa looking dude. So, one of these boondoggles, he's going to pass out, and I'm going to dye his face orange and dye his hair green, but. No, it was a lot of fun. That's all I got to say about it, man. It was a lot of fun. But looking forward,
what was the highlight of the weekend for you?
The highlight of the weekend for me had to have been watching Jess, my wife, paddle through the mangroves and dealing with the current and doing it like a champ. That was pretty awesome because, I mean, she doesn't have a whole lot of time in a kayak seat. And some of those areas when that tide was raging was pretty hair raising. I mean, even I got a little, not nervous, but a little kind of flustered when, you come around a mangrove corner and all of a sudden the nose of your boat spins around in a 360, like quicker than you can think. And, she handled it like a champ. And then watching her catch that redfish, that was pretty awesome. She threw right up underneath the mangroves and pulled the redfish out. That was awesome. My personal best memory of the fishing trip for me, as far as my fishing goes, I watched a snook come out from underneath the mangrove tree and blast a jerk shad, which was pretty awesome. And, it was awesome. But, I don't know. What was yours, Rob?
Mine was, fishing on Saturday with Gene out in the maze of backcountry wilderness and had a 25-inch tarpon break my rod. That was a highlight for me, man. That was awesome.
Yeah. That
was just throwing at mangroves. And then I turned around and threw in the open water, and we had been catching some ladyfish. And all of a sudden, I threw a Miradine out just in the open, to get a long cast. And bam, and it starts jumping and doing the tarpon thing, running all over the place. And I said, man, that's a big ladyfish. Because it was acting like a ladyfish,
Right.
And I get it up next to the boat, and, it's got the big eye and the, underslung jaw. And I was like, man, that's a tarpon. And that's when my rod folded up like a lawn chair and he was gone. But, that was pretty awesome. I sat there for like 2 minutes, man, with the folded up rod in my hand, just like in awe, like, wow, I can't believe that just happened, And Gene was just like laughing so hard, man. It was funny.
Yeah, it was a good story. I think you're the only person that I know of the entire group that even hooked a tarpon, so that was awesome.
Yeah, it was weird. My first fish on Saturday was a pompano right at the mouth of the Turner River there. That was kind of strange.
Yeah. Well, and that too. I think you're the only one that got a pompano.
I know. It was weird, man. It was just a weird thing, but man, I just did not want to stop fishing on Saturday and being out all, for 10 hours I was on the water, and it was just every corner I went around in that backcountry, I'm like, oh man, look at that's a fishy spot. Oh man, that's a fishy spot. It was weird too, because, it was just like textbook spots for fish to be, it'd be like a little corner. Mangrove goes around the corner and there's an oyster bar sticking out from it, right, with like the current rushing over it. And I'm thinking, man, in that little eddy right there, there's got to be a redfish sitting there, So you just work the area, about 10 cats, nothing, right? So I go paddling over there to take a look, And sure enough, there goes redfish shooting out of there. That happened about half a dozen times on Saturday.
Yeah, well, that's how I caught my big redfish for the trip, and it wasn't very big. It was about 20, maybe 22, 24 inches, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I paddled right up to a mangrove a clump or small little tiny mangrove island, I guess you'd call it, and the current was rushing around. There was an eddy on either side, and I kind of threw into the eddy, brought it out of the eddy and kind of parallel with the trees and watched the redfish clobber it. And that same exact spot, after I released that redfish, that same exact spot I threw back in there and busted a snook. So it was really cool, man. You're right. It was, and that was the thing. It was like information overload to my brain. Like everywhere you looked fishy. It was like, ah, man, because you're drifting with the tide and you're like, ah, I wanted to cast that spot, but I don't want to blow it out by paddling to it. And it was awesome for sure. It was definitely probably, it will rank in all time fishing trips for me. It will rank in the top five for sure. So it was awesome, man. It was great. Chip, what was your, I'm sure you've probably got a bunch of good memories from this trip. What was your favorite one that you made?
Oh, man. Like you said, there's just so many of them. I mean, I love the concept, the whole idea of the boondoggle. Just go out with total low, no stress. Just show up. Let's go fishing. Go fish all day. Come back. Eat till it hurts. Sleep till it stops. And start it all over again. I think one of my favorites is, and thanks to Nate Touche from Squoosh Seats, he showed up, not necessarily as an industry rep, but he had been working with Greg Becker and myself. We had been doing some stuff with, saying, hey, making some recommendations on one of their seats. But Nate shows up to just join the boondoggle with a friend of his, and Nate has not done any kayak fishing. I mean, so got to see a new kayak angler made on the spot, man. He was so overwhelmed with the, just like you said, the information overload of being in a kayak, being out there in spots that he had fished many times in a boat, and got a whole new perspective on the fishing from places that he'd been before. And that was just really cool. So, and I'd like to thank Nate for showing up and playing with us this weekend. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and kudos to him, man. He gave away one heck of a seat in the raffle. So I forgot to mention him earlier. I apologize for that. Yeah, he was definitely the hero, one of the other heroes in the raffle deal. Yeah, that was cool. In fact, I even heard him say that he's honestly thinking about selling his flats boat and buying kayaks now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Hey, can I break in with a news update?
Yeah. Hang on.
I have. No.
Hang on.
Uh-oh. I'm hanging on.
We got time. Hang on. It's all right. It's my show. Let's wait. Hold on. Where is it? There it is. Here we go.
I don't know. All right.
Go ahead, buddy.
Thank you. I would like to invite everybody. This is a kayak fishing radio news update brought to you by Kayak Fishing Radio. I would like to invite everybody to go to my YouTube channel and view the first ever Chokoloski Boondoggle trailer right there on my YouTube channel. It is Rob11388. If we're Facebook friends, please go to my Facebook page and you can view it there.
Very cool. I'm going to do that as soon as the show is over. Appreciate that, Rob.
No problem.
Quick like a bunny.
Oh, dude. I have about 8 hours worth of footage to go to comb through. Because D.D. Olson has had four full-on 16 gig cards from both days full. So four cards full up, and he just left the cameras running, man. So I got all that to go through. Plus, Adam had both days worth of footage on his little play sport, and those are full up. So, and he had 32 gig cards in his camera, plus my
wow.
two cameras, plus Stan's two cameras. So I got all of that stuff in. It all equals about 8 hours worth of footage.
That's awesome. Yeah, it
yeah.
was. I was so bummed, dude. When I went to turn on my camera and it was dead, I was like, "Oh God, why didn't you charge it prior?"
You should have said something to me because I had my charger with me. You should have said something.
Yeah, well, that's what I get for not doing it.
Yeah.
Steve Chapman's in the chat room. He says that we've got better sound effects in his show. And speaking of sound effects.
Oh. No.
The only shark that I think was reported that was caught was Wheeler says that he caught himself a little 3-foot black tip off the dock. There's a lot of people that had tried to shark fish with no success. Chip caught a member of the shark family, or kind of caught a member of the shark family. And then and I think it was Soccer Dad's son-in-law caught a member of the shark family, a ray, but I saw two sharks while we were up in the mangroves cruising around, little bonnet heads, so we didn't really get a whole lot of the shark action that we were hoping for, but at the same time, I didn't really try at all. My shark rod stayed in the trailer, and yeah, but
the water seemed too cool.
What?
The water just seemed too cool for the sharks.
Yeah, I think
they like it a little warmer.
It was funny because I come off the dock the other night and I'm walking back to the trailer and this guy stops me and he's talking to me about fishing and kayaking and this, that, and the other. And I swear it's the guy from this soundbite. I swear it is. It honestly sounded like, I don't even know, like one of the guys from Swamp People crossed with, I don't even know. It was pretty bad. But I did decipher that he wants to buy a kayak. That was known, so... to you, buddy, you said you're going to listen to the show. If you're one of the guests in the chat room, I appreciate you talking to me, even though I didn't understand about two words of what he said to me. It was still nice to talk to somebody there at the park as well. But, yeah, it got a little crazy there at night, man. There's all kinds of folks walking around that place. But it was fun, man. It was just such a great time. I hope everybody gets to try and join in the festivities. Columbus Day. It'll be it should be a good time, man. Super excited about it. Also, there is, if anybody decides to go down to Chokoleski, there is a pond or some sort of a little small bay that's too far to paddle a kayak to that allegedly holds the mother load of all blue crabs. So if we ever decide to do another Chokoleski boondoggle, which I don't think would be too crazy to say that we might would do that. I think we all had a good enough time to maybe go back down there again at some point. If somebody could come, Steve Chapman, down to the boondoggle with a flats boat, Steve Chapman, and maybe help us gather some of those tasty blue crabs, Steve Chapman. That would be really appreciated, Steve Chapman. So, not to throw out any major hints to anybody I know who's got a flats boat that I would come down there, Steve Chapman. So let's see if we can get somebody to do that. That'd be awesome. Steve Chapman's asking who won the Tackle Webs. Yes. Mark Mark won the Tackle Webs from yakangler.com, and he was super excited about it, and he said he's going to do a full-on review of the Tackle Webs for yakangler.com, and it should be pretty awesome. A bunch of folks are checking out the Tackle Webs I had on my underneath my seat, and you know, it's a great product, man. If you guys don't know, Captain Mike Ortego, who's a friend of the show, owns Tackle Webs. He's also a part of the always popular Fishing Florida radio show, and along with Steve Chapman, who's in the chat room, and Boudreau, probably one of my favorite radio shows to listen to on the AM channel for sure, and that's on 740 The Game on Saturday mornings from 6 to 9, I think. We tried to call your show, buddy, but none of us had any signal down there, so
no signal. None at all. No signal to call. I tried.
Yeah, we did. We stood right there by the launch, sure enough, wanting to call you guys on the show, and it just didn't happen. No bars. So, can you hear me now? let's see. What else can we talk about this evening? The food. Oh, my God. The food was absolutely incredible. The Low Country Boil was the answer. And probably the funniest part of the evening festivity was watching everybody trying to open up stone crab claws. And I've always, those of you that know me know that I have a motto, and it's all things can be solved with violence. So rather than bashing it on the floor with a bottle or trying to use the foot of your seat to crack the shell, I decided just to punch it. And it worked out, actually. Rob was sitting there. I busted it open pretty good and got it that tasty stone crab meat. But, yeah, that was pretty funny. I think it was who was it that did that figured out the bottle trick? I think it was
that was Scuba Stan.
Scuba Stan, yeah. Scuba Stan's like, choose the bottle. And I'm like, no, I'll just punch it. But that was funny. Hey, I see Russ is in the chat room. Russ, did you ever get beat up on by Stan's wife on the ping pong? Did that ever go down, or what happened? I know the challenge was thrown out there, and I don't know if there was ever a result of that. Oh, well.
We need a fishing report from Russ, because Russ,
yeah,
and
he went back
Dean
out.
And the spider monkey went back out. They were the only ones to go back out today.
Yeah. So, Russ, tell us how you did. Chat room or call in, either way. If you want to call in, it's 714-816-4727. Anybody can call in. All you guys in the chat rooms, if you want to get in on the conversation, feel free, please.
Hey, let me jump in real quick, man, and
yeah.
give a shout out and a thanks to Chokoloskee Island Park and our hosts and hostess Linda and Wayne. They did a great job and very friendly folks. We also will be posting it. It's not up yet until Yak Sushi gets back in house, but we'll be posting up a link. So if you went down there and you stayed with them, you were part of the Boondoggle. We'd like for you to. There will be a link on yakangler.com for you to click on and go and rate Chokoloskee Island Park, give a quick review how well they did. I think they did a great job as far as I'm concerned. The accommodations were great. The people were great. They were very accommodating. So thanks to them, and we want to pump it up. And I know we will do Chokoloskee 2.
Awesome. Yeah, for sure, man. It was such a great time. Those folks were great. Like I said, the best customer service I've ever received at any overnight establishment, whether it be a hotel or a campground or what have you. Those folks were great, man. They made you feel like family when you were there. So, but I'll tell you, Russ is telling us that Wheeler got himself a slam today. And
cool.
Yep, and Russ got himself a red fish on a top water plug, a 22.5-inch red on top water plug. And Gene got a red fish, too. He's just not sure what size it was. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. So, man, it was, yeah. Man, I'm going to be thinking about that place for a long, long time. And what could have been with the fish in the rocks. I got broke off like 3 times fishing the mangrove hole.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really good. But, you know, I mean, what else can you say? It was just, it doesn't get much better than that. But, yeah, back to the food. So we had stone crabs. Stone crab claws, we had blue crab, shrimp, like 3 different kinds of sausage. You know, one of them was venison, one of them was wild pig, and then there was potatoes and pepper and all kinds of just deliciousness in a pot for our low country boil on Sunday. And if any of you guys were there and you got yourself a couple of plates full of that, it was incredible, man. It was awesome.
And the cobbler. Cobbler.
Oh, the the cobbler was, yeah, man, the cake. The cobbler was amazing. and the cake, was a very special occasion. Paddling Fan has launched her website, and for doing so, she provided us with cake. And it was delicious. It was Publix cake, and it's pretty hard to beat a Publix cake. I had 2 pieces myself. The potluck was awesome. There was all kinds of food there to be sampled and tried and had. And man, I know I've lost probably 15 pounds or so over the course of the last 30 days or so, but I know I just put it all back on. I was hurting so bad walking back to the trailer after Saturday night. It was not good. And but the good thing is I've got plenty of leftovers from what we cooked, and that's going to be dinner tonight, so I'm super excited about that. But yeah, Salt Warrior just said it best. Russ just said it best. Chokoleski's kayak fishing heaven. If when I die I get to go and fish for the rest of my eternity, that's where hopefully it looks something like that, because it was pretty darn spectacular. I think if somebody can come up with a low-cut, oyster-proof shoes, I would be greatly appreciative of that, because the bottoms of my feet are thrashed right now. But you know what? Maybe the blood in the water brought the mangroves out, because the mangrove bite started pretty good right after that. Anyway, that's about all I got, man. I mean, what else can you say? I'm mentally drained and physically wore out. I feel like I've been in a fight with a couple of you Marines for like 7 hours. It was a great time, man. It was awesome. And again, I want to thank everybody who showed up and made it such a great event. And for those of you that missed out on it, hopefully we get to see you soon. Isaac, the Nothing Millers in the chat room. Isaac, I heard you had yourself a bit of a situation on the highway. Sorry to hear that, man. If there's anything I could do to help you out as far as getting you back into something, I'm sure you've got other options, but let me know. Cool. I think that's it. Rob, you got anything else? Rob? Did I lose Rob again?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Tell them about your video again, your Facebook page, and what's your YouTube channel.
If you want to see the trailer from this weekend from the Boondoggle, my YouTube channel is Rob, R-O-B, and the number is 11388 on YouTube. Look it up. If we're Facebook friends, look at the I just posted the video on my Facebook page, so have a look. It's just a little 1-minute trailer. So,
cool. You gonna try and do any fishing for the next week or so, man, or are you just gonna kind of lay low?
Yeah, actually, Russ is supposed to be in Tampa this week. So we're going to, he's supposed to come up on Saturday if the weather's all good and everything. And we're going to take him out to a couple of my spots.
Awesome. Awesome. And I know that I'm going to try and get Russ over here and fish with me too while he's in town. Greg Crisp is coming down, and I think I'm going to be able to get him out on the water as well. So that'll be really, really cool. Chip.
Yeah, man.
I know you're going to talk about the Boondoggle as well this week. You got anything else lined up for the show?
That's pretty much it, man. Just you know, making sure that we can't thank everybody enough for supporting us with the giveaways and all. I mean, so we're going to redo that on Thursday again. And then maybe go over some of the tactics that I saw folks use in there, some of the different things that maybe, you know, you wouldn't normally use, like that we hadn't tried, you know, like places like Indian River Lagoon, you know, at the IRL or in the Mosquito Lagoon. So, you know, kind of discuss some of the stuff that I saw there. But, yeah, man, just thanks to everybody. And it's our listeners and our friends at YakAngler.com that make the Boondoggle what it is, man. Folks are just great. You get great people together. I have to say, man, I haven't fished with anybody I don't like so far, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome, man. And the cool thing is like you say, everyone's got different tactics and different techniques, and you can really learn a lot by going to these events. I know I certainly did this week. And, it's every time I can go out and learn something on the water, man, is a good day to me. And I think I said it to Adam. No, I'm sorry. It was my buddy Chris Flores that joined us. It doesn't even matter when you're around a group of people like that. Like what we had down there, if you catch fish or if you don't catch fish or whatever. I mean, it's just catching fish is just a bonus. Spending the time with like-minded people and people that share the same passions that we do and feel as strongly about what we do as you know, the rest of us, that to me is the ultimate reward for going to these things. So, again, Columbus Day Boondoggle is going to be in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So, you know, if you can, try to make it there. We'll be posting up more info as we get it, you know, places to stay, whatever, all the information. I'm sure we'll do something just like we did on YakAngler.com for the Chuck Lusky deal. And, yeah, kudos to you, Chip, for being the mastermind behind the whole thing. Mark and Adam as well from YakAngler, you know, appreciate you guys doing everything you've done to put that together. It was a time I'll never forget, I assure you. So thanks very much for that. Yeah, until next time, right? Every time we'll make new memories and stuff, but that was just, this trip was really special, man, and it came at a time where I really needed it. So with that, here's my shameless plugs. Check out Jackson Cotton. What's that?
I'm gone.
Oh, see you, Chip. Drive safe, buddy. Check out Jackson Kayaks. I was really impressed with the Cuda this weekend, man. It worked out real well for me. I'm sitting up in the high position, going through all those mangrove spots, and hitting some of the currents, and not having any tipsy issues. So that was awesome. Thing paddled like a champ in the wind as well. So Jackson Kayaks for sure. Check them out. Yeti Coolers, they stepped up big time for the raffle. Gave us a bunch of stuff to give away. Yeti Coolers is wildly stronger, keeps ice longer. And then also Bending Branches Paddles made my paddling experience that much better. And Tackle Webs, Mike, I know you're probably going to listen to the podcast, man. You're the man. Great creation, buddy. Check out tacklewebs.com. Show Captain Mike Ortego some love. Along with Steve Chapman and Boudreaux from Fishing Florida Radio. Thank you guys for being such big supporters of the show and of everything that we're a part of as far as the kayak fishing community. I'm telling you, it's it's nice to know that, that we can branch out as kayakers and get involved in the bigger picture. It's funny. It's fun to watch guys that, that like, I mean, that are boaters get in a kayak and then instantly be converted into a kayak fisherman, like, the guy from Squoosh. So, Steve, you're next, buddy. But, with that, I appreciate you guys tuning in, everybody in the chat room. Everyone who's going to listen to this podcast, if you want to get a hold of me, if you have any questions for me whatsoever, feel free to email me at chuckskayakadventures@hotmail.com. If we're not friends on Facebook, be my friend. Go ahead and send me an invite, and I will approve you. And with that, Trey and Logan, please sleep tonight because Mommy and Daddy are wore out, and so is Mimi and Papa. So we'll talk to you guys later. Take it easy, and have a blessed week. See ya.
Give me the Flats at Dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat! And I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him! You got it! I got him!
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.